CT scan of the body. A CT scan uses X-rays to make detailed pictures of structures inside the body. During the test, you will lie on a table that is hooked to the CT scanner, which is a large donut-shaped machine. The CT scanner sends X-ray pulses through the body area being studied. Each pulse lasts less than a second and takes a picture of a thin slice of the organ or area. One part of the scanning machine can tilt to take pictures from different positions. The pictures are saved on a computer. A CT scan can be used to study many parts of your body, such as the chest, belly, pelvis, or an arm or leg. It also can take pictures of body organs, such as the liver, pancreas, intestines, kidneys, adrenal glands, lungs, and heart. It also can study blood vessels, bones, and the spinal cord. Fluoroscopy, which uses a steady beam of X-ray to look at parts of the body and movement within the body, may also be done during a CT. An iodine dye is often used to make structures and organs easier to see on the CT pictures. The dye may be used to check blood flow, find tumors, and look for other problems. Dye can be put in a vein in your arm, or you may drink the dye for some tests, or the dye may be put into other parts of your body, such as the rectum or a joint. CT pictures may be taken before and after the dye is used. Why is it done? A CT scan of the chest can look for problems with the lungs, heart, esophagus, the major blood vessel known as the aorta, or the tissues in the center of the chest. Some common problems that a CT scan may find include infection, lung cancer, a pulmonary embolism, and an aneurysm. It also can be used to see if cancer has spread into the chest from another area of the body. A CT scan of the belly can find cysts, abscesses, infection, tumors, an aneurysm, enlarged lymph nodes, foreign objects, bleeding in the belly, diverticulitis, inflammatory bowel disease, and appendicitis. A CT scan of the urinary tract can find kidney stones, blockage, growths, infection, and problems or diseases of the kidneys and urinary tract. A special CT scan, called a multi-detector row CT urogram, can look for kidney stones and an enlarged prostate without the need for other tests. A CT scan of the liver can find liver tumors, bleeding from the liver, and liver diseases. A CT scan of the liver can also help determine the cause of jaundice. A CT scan of the pancreas can find a tumor in the pancreas or inflammation of the pancreas. A CT scan of the gallbladder and bile ducts can be used to check for blockage of the bile ducts. Gallstones occasionally show up on a CT scan, but an ultrasound test is usually used to find gallstones. A CT scan of the adrenal glands can find tumors or enlarged adrenal glands. A CT scan of the spleen can be used to check for an injury to the spleen or the size of the spleen. A CT scan can look for problems of the arms or legs, including the shoulder, elbow, wrist, hand, hip, knee, ankle, or foot. A CT scan may be used to guide a needle during a tissue biopsy. It may also be used to guide the placement of a needle to drain an abscess.